Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Andrew Kahn.
I'm Ryan Zook.
And I'm Aaron McMahon.
And these are some of the Michigan Wolverines headlines from MLive.com this week. Juwan Howard spoke to reporters this week, but those expecting any scheduling news were disappointed. The COVID-19 pandemic has wreaked havoc on the upcoming college basketball season, with schools scrambling to assemble some sort of non-conference slate while waiting word on what their conference will do. Will there be 20 Big Ten games like there were the last two seasons? 22? 24? Howard doesn't know. He wouldn't confirm explicitly the reports that Michigan had withdrawn from an early season tournament, supposedly being held at Mohegan Sun Casino in Connecticut. He said multiple times that health and safety is the top priority. It's a lot of moving parts, he said. There's a lot of new information that is changing daily, and sometimes the information changes 6 to 20 times a day. The season is creeping closer. What Michigan's schedule will look like remains to be seen.
And Turner, the Michigan running back who opted out of playing the 2020 season back in August, has rejoined the team for the fall. Turner's been practicing with the Wolverines since the Big Ten announced its restart on September 16th. Program spokesman Dave Abloff confirmed on Live recently. Turner bolsters an already deep running back room. He deleted his original August 11th announcement on Twitter, made just hours before the Big Ten originally pulled the plug on fall sports, including football. And now, less than 5 weeks later, the conference reversed course, opening the door for the Buford, Georgia native's return. Subscribers to MLive's Wolverine Confidential Text Service were first to learn of the news last Friday. The 5'11", 203-pound Turner appeared in 10 games during the 2019 season, rushing 44 times for 171 yards and a touchdown. He also had 4 catches for 13 yards. The addition of Turner gives Michigan 5 scholarship running backs this fall, including Zach Charbonnet and Hassan Haskins, the team's 2 leading rushers in 2019. Fifth-year senior Chris Evans also returned, joining true freshman Blake Corum.
Juwan Howard may not like virtual recruiting, but he's pretty good at it. Michigan's head men's basketball coach has assembled a strong class for 2021. 4 players have committed thus far, including 2 ranked in the top 65 nationally. The group ranks 6th in the country. Howard hasn't watched these prospects play in person. He hasn't shown them around campus. Because of the COVID-19 pandemic, the NCAA suspended in-person recruiting activities in March, a ban that will last at least through the end of the year. It's forced coaches to get creative, engaging in video chats with prospects and providing virtual tours of facilities. Many AAU programs did not take the court this summer. Others did, but without college coaches allowed to attend. Howard would have preferred to have been there, admitting he's missed out on all the potential talent in the class. But he's proud of the job he and his staff have done so far. And with several high-profile players still considering Michigan, it appears his work is not yet done.
Michigan's 10-member freshman class should be one of the most exciting in college hockey this season. 3 were selected in the 2020 NHL draft. Forward Brendan Brisson was drafted in the first round at number 29 overall by the Vegas Golden Knights, becoming the 25th player in program history to be selected in the first round. Forward Thomas Bordalo was taken by the San Jose Sharks in the second round, while defenseman Jacob Truscott was a 5th round pick of the Vancouver Canucks. Meanwhile, defenseman Ethan Edwards, who was committed to Michigan for the 2021-22 season, was drafted by the New Jersey Devils in the 4th round. But those aren't the only NHL prospects in the freshman class. Defensemen Owen Power and forwards Maddie Beignets and Kent Johnson are projected to be first-round picks in 2021, while goalie Eric Portillo was a 3rd-round pick in 2019. The Wolverines will open the season next month after the Big Ten announced Tuesday that it will begin as soon as November 13th.
The University of Michigan's cash-strapped athletic department says it received nearly $6 million in donations from football season ticket holders this year after games were closed to the public. A graphic released by the department on Monday said 3,580, or 16% of the school's season ticket holders this season, donated the cost of their tickets and or their preferred seat contributions back to Michigan instead of opting for a refund or choosing to apply their down payments to next year's games. In total, Michigan says it generated $5.9 million from the drive, announced in August in a letter from Athletic Director Ward Manuel. The average gift, totaling seat ticket deposits and preferred seat contributions, was $1,613 per ticket holder. Manuel has said the department faces a projected $61 million decline in revenue for the 2020-2021 fiscal year, a figure that could increase without spectators for winter and spring sports. The department has responded with cost-cutting initiatives and layoffs. Before the pandemic, Michigan's athletic department generated nearly $200 million per year in revenue, much of which came from ticket sales and media rights distribution for football games. While the Big Ten plans to play football this fall, with the Wolverines set to open their nine-game schedule on October 24th in Minnesota, no fans will be allowed into the stadiums. For these stories and more, please check out mlive.com/Wolverines.